Chapter 52 Classes. The owners merely of labour power, owners of capital, and landowners, whose respective sources of income are wages, profit, and ground rent, in other words, wage labourers, capitalists, and landowners, constitute then three big classes of modern society based upon the capitalist mode of production. In England, modern society is indisputably most highly and classically developed in economic structure. Nevertheless, even here the stratification of classes does not appear in its pure form. Middle and intermediate strata even here obliterate lines of demarcation everywhere, although incomparably less in rural districts than in the cities. However, this is immaterial for our analysis. We have seen that the continual tendency and law of development of the capitalist mode of production is more and more to divorce the means of production from labour, and more to concentrate the scattered means of production into large groups, thereby transforming labour into wage labour, and the means of production into capital. And to this tendency, on the other hand, corresponds the independent separation of landed property from capital and labour, or the transformation of all landed property into the form of landed property corresponding to the capitalist mode of production. Footnote. Friedrich List remarks correctly, quote, "The prevalence of a self-sufficient economy on large estates demonstrates solely the lack of civilization, means of communication, domestic trades, and wealthy cities. It is to be encountered, therefore, throughout Russia, Poland, Hungary, and Mecklenburg. Formerly it was also prevalent in England. With the advance of trades and commerce, however, this was replaced by the breaking up into middle estates and the leasing of land." Unquote. Die Ackerverfassung, die Zergwirtschaft und die Auswanderung. The Arable Constitution, the Dwarf Economy, and Emigration, 1842. End of footnote. The first question to be answered is this: what constitutes a class? And the reply to this follows naturally from the reply to another question, namely, what makes wage labourers, capitalists, and landlords constitute the three great social classes? At first glance, the identity of revenues and sources of revenue. There are three great social groups whose members, the individuals forming them, live on wages, profit, and ground rent, respectively, on the realisation of their labour power, their capital, and their landed property. However, from this standpoint, physicians and officials, for example, would also constitute two classes, for they belong to two distinct social groups, the members of each of these groups receiving their revenue from one and the same source. The same would also be true of the infinite fragmentation of interest and rank into which the division of social labour splits labourers as well as capitalists and landlords, the latter, for example, into owners of vineyards, farm owners, owners of forests, mine owners, and owners of fisheries. Here, the manuscript breaks off.